Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Alex Board, head of development at Wild Fork Foods. Alex, it's good to chat with you, my friend.
Hey, John, how are you? Glad to be here.
Yeah, and we've been touting this $200 gift card we're giving away today on the show. I've asked a question of the day about, and I'll give it to you. You don't have to answer it or try to, Alex, but Texas followed by California and Kansas are the top three states for farming what? It's something you guys serve, and we've listed off and gotten about 20 wrong answers, and they're all things that you do have at Wild Fork. And I guess that's the point. You guys have got everything, huh?
We do have everything, so that's a tough question to answer because we have a selection of over 700 products, John.
You sure do. And it's funny because even long before you came on WGN, I used to live near Belmont and Western in the city, and up popped this new store, and it said Wild Fork on it, and I thought, what the heck is that? I went in when it opened, and it was paradise. It was a block away from my place, and it's just so, first of all, it's nice and chilly in there because everything's frozen and the freezers are so nice. But maybe walk it through for people what the experience is like going to Wild Fork and why everything's so frozen.
Well, that's a great way to describe it, John. It's paradise. If you like to cook and you like to grill, it is absolutely paradise for you. So, John, what we're trying to do is help our customers plan and cook delicious, healthy, and affordable meals at home. The way we do that is by offering a selection of over 700 products in our stores. That's not just your staple proteins that you cook every day, like chicken breast and ground meat. That's everything from yak to Wagyu beef and everything in between, veggies, desserts, you name it.
And why is frozen the important component? Some people might say, wait, it's frozen? I like it when it's I can press into it at the grocery store. Frozen can be a much better product, right?
That's absolutely right.
Go to wildforkfoods.com and you just enter on the search bar any sort of these guesses or meats. They have a bakery items too, seafood, of course, fruits and veg, some protein items that are not meat as well. A lot of great options. While we're working on getting Alex back on the line, why don't we try and get an answer to the question of the day for $200 to Wild Fork? I think that would be a fun way to try and get this answer. Okay, we're going to go to Carol. Carol, you're on WGN. What's your guess?
Hi, sheep with lamb and mutton.
No, it's not sheep or lamb or mutton. Let's go to Debbie. Debbie? Hey, Debbie.
Yes.
You're on the radio. Bison. What's your guess?
Bison.
No, it's not bison. Let's go to Kim. Kim, save us. What's your guess?
I'm going to say ostrich.
It is ostrich. Yes. You have got it right.
I was trying to think of something obscure, and I didn't think people would eat alpaca, so I thought maybe ostrich.
Have you ever had ostrich, Kim?
No, but I am going to enjoy this. I love to eat, so I am going to really enjoy this prize.
Yes, $200 to Wild Fork. Stay on the line, Kim, okay? And make sure you...
Okay.
Since the answer is ostrich, you have to get ostrich, okay? It's good. It's a red meat and it's really lean. You would be, trust me, make a
really?
Burger, make
okay.
a make a burger with ostrich meat. It's so good. Okay, Kim?
All right. Okay.
Stay on the line.
Thank you.
Ashley, can you put Kim on hold so I don't accidentally hang up on Kim? And let's get Alex back on here. Alex, you might've heard that was our winning prize, ostrich, which is really good.
I did hear, and let me tell you something about ostrich. It's become very popular recently. So there's something called the Lone Star Tick. That if it bites you, you develop an allergy to red meat. But you can still eat ostrich, and that's the closest you're going to get to the taste and texture of red meat without triggering that allergy. So ostrich has become very popular in the last few years.
Every single guess I plugged in on your website to search for it. Bison? You guys have bison, right?
We do. We have bison, yak, alligator. We got it all.
Alligator. Can you describe alligator? Is it just like chicken?
You know, that's what people say. You know, being living here in Florida, it's I can say it's a little bit different. It's a little bit tough if you don't cook it right. You got to be careful not to overcook gator meat.
For sure. How is it? I mean, one of the challenges in growing, I imagine, that you guys have had to tackle and have is that, you know, that chain of frozen, getting it on the road. We've obviously had, you know, we had trucking shortages, we had supply chain shortages, the price is going up drastically. How have you guys navigated that over the last couple of years?
You know, we've been very fortunate, John. Keeping our products frozen has allowed us to avoid some of those major, major supply chain issues that you've seen some supermarkets experience over the past few years, especially throughout COVID.
And is it just a matter of, like, how long does a frozen meat lasts for some people? Some people are like, 3 months, 6 months. Do you have like guidance for people?
Look, as long as you don't let it defrost, you can keep it for a year. You know, that'll stay good in your freezer for at least a year.
For sure. And I imagine that the staff at Wild Fork, when you go there, you know, people are going to have questions. That's probably what you pride yourself on, too. Good customer service to walk people through ideas or how to handle a meat.
We do, John. All of our store associates get training in culinary skills, in product knowledge. So they're there to help our customers, to guide them through the assortment that we have, and even give tips and advice on how to cook the products.
And for people that are thinking, oh, it's just like a big butcher place. No, I mean, you got fruits and vegetables. You got bakery items, too. I mean, you can make your whole meal, multiple meals, from here. It can be a one-stop shop.
You can. We even have desserts. We have an amazing apple pie. We have ready meals if you're in a bind and looking to cook something quickly. We have a grass-fed shepherd's pie. We have a solution for your whole meal.
And the locations, I know you got some in Chicago, some in the north suburbs. I imagine, fingers crossed, this is a growing operation in our area.
It absolutely is, and we already have a couple additional stores in the pipeline for the Chicago market. We have 39 stores currently. We just opened our 39th location in Manhattan Beach, California, a few weeks ago, and we're going to continue to grow.
You can't tease which are the ones in the pipeline in Chicago, can you? You probably can't tell me yet.
Nope, that's a secret, but you're going to find out soon.
I hope it's I moved out to the burbs, and I was a block away from a Wild Fork. I hope I am again in the future. I hope put in the good word for me, Alex, okay?
Will do. Will do, John.
All right. That is Alex, who is from Wild Fork. Great conversation. Alex Board had a development there. And $200 to Kim for the ostrich guests.